This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Going into Labor Day weekend, our country gardener, Daryl David, stops by with some helpful hints about what to do in your garden this Labor Day weekend. But first, maybe a life-altering creation, melt-resistant ice cream. Scientists have discovered that a naturally occurring protein known as BS1A can be used to make melt-resistant ice cream. Bacterial surface layer A, as UPI notes, which is already used in some Asian dishes, is created by microbial communities as they seek to protect themselves. It goes to the outer surface of this community and makes a film that we dubbed a bacterial raincoat. It becomes basically water repellent. The protein adheres to air bubbles and droplets of fat, stabilizing them, and in the process protecting the microbial community. If there are any other bugs in the environment that want to attack our friendly bacteria, they can't get through because they bounce off. And then there's the ice cream-related side effect. Since the protein can protect and bind ice cream's three main ingredients, air, fat, and ice, you should be able to eat an ice cream cone without the ice cream dripping down the side, if it's used to make the frosty treat, although the ice cream does still get warm eventually. The team tested out the theory, replacing the emulsifier in a vanilla ice cream recipe with the protein, and found the resulting dessert did in fact melt more slowly. And there's an added bonus. The protein binds together the air, fat, and water in ice cream, creating a super smooth consistency, which also means there won't be many ice crystals formed in your ice cream if you leave it in the freezer too long. As for whether it's any good, the team didn't actually eat the creation, but since such a small amount of protein is used, they don't think there'll be any impact on the taste. When can you buy it? Researchers estimate it could be on sale within 3 to 5 years. Melt-resistant ice cream in your future. A woman has sued Chipotle Mexican Grill, claiming the chain falsely advertised some of its products. After it claimed to be the first national restaurant company to use only ingredients free of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. The lawsuit says Chipotle violated the Federal Food and Drug and Cosmetic Act because its labeling is false and misleading, and deceived people into paying more for their food. The suit says Chipotle's menu has never been at any time free of GMOs. A rep for Chipotle says the chain plans to contest the woman's claims against it. The lawsuit seeks class action status and unspecified damages. Denny's, meanwhile, is offering to make a burger with Burger King since McDonald's turned down their offer. Last week, Burger King took out ads asking McDonald's to join forces to make a McWhopper for the International Day of Peace. But McDonald's turned down the offer, so Denny's came forward and offered to make a sandwich with them called the Slopper. The Slopper combines the Whopper with Denny's signature Slam Burger. The Slam Burger has hash browns and egg, bacon, and pepper jack queso cheese, which would sit atop a Whopper to make the new sandwich. The use of marijuana on college campuses in the U.S. is at a 35-year high, no pun intended. Researchers found that nearly 6% of college students reported using pot daily or near daily last year. That's up from 3.5% in 2007, but less than the 7.2% in 1980. Wine infused with marijuana could be the next big trend in the world of winemaking. One expert says cannabis would be one of the less dangerous additives to make a comeback in the wine fortification market. He adds that some of the other additives added to wine throughout history include salamander, venom, and toxins. The history of infusing wine with marijuana can be traced back to 1700 BC. 5 Chinese Navy ships were spotted off the coast of Alaska in the Bering Sea. The ships included 3 combat ships, a replenishment vessel, and an amphibious ship. It's the first time that the U.S. military has reported seeing any such activity in the area by Chinese ships. A defense official said he wouldn't characterize anything they're doing as threatening. However, the timing is interesting as President Obama has been visiting Alaska. UFC champ Ronda Rousey has sort of accepted a soldier's invite to the Marine Corps ball. Ronda was impressed with Jared Hirschhart's invite on video, and she thinks he's cute, too. And now that her upcoming fight has been moved from January to November, her schedule is wide open to attend the ball on December 11th. The only catch? Jared might need to round up some single friends. Ronda warns she's not a first date kind of a girl. Daryl David. We call him the Country Gardener. He's here with his gardening tips for this Labor Day weekend. All right, Daryl, so any gardening tips for Labor Day weekend?
Oh, yeah. This is the big time now. People are going to be, I know it's called Labor Day. Well, it's for a good reason it's called that. But there's a lot of good tips to be doing this week. And for the month of September, it's a good time to divide if you have some crowded peonies. I know my parents' house up in Syracuse, they've had plants, peonies in there for 70 years, and they got you. Ideally, every 15, 20 years, you should dig them up and divide them and pull them apart. But as a rule of thumb, they don't need to be moved every couple of years like daylilies and some other plants, but they should be after a while. They will improve. You get better quality flowers. Good time, too, to pot up plants of chives, parsley, thyme, and rosemary. And then you can grow them in a sunny window or set them in a cold frame, which I don't think too many people have anymore, to overwinter. But, yeah, you could still pot them up right now and then maybe leave them outside for a week or two to get adjusted to the pot and then bring them inside in a good sunny window. And make sure when you bring them in, easy on the water. People have a tendency to overwater once they bring them in the house, and you can kill them, especially the rosemary. Rosemary does not like lots of water, same as thyme. Other things, too, have your soil tested, a soil pH test, I should say. If you're having some real problems in your garden, you could get a complete soil test and take it to your local cooperative extension office in your county. Usually they're in the home county seat. But as a rule of thumb, you should really test your soil every 3 years. And when I say test your soil, you do your lawn, front lawn separate, back lawn separate from your front lawn, vegetable garden, flower gardens, do them all separately. Take 4 to 6 random samples, 4 to 6 inches deep, mix them together in a bucket, and out of that bucket, you need just a little bit. You can buy the pH test kits at your local garden center or nursery, or you can take it to the local county cooperative extension office, and usually charge a nominal fee for the test. But make sure it's dried out, too. Don't bring it to them if it's wet. You want it to dry out good. And you only need a teaspoon if you're going to do it yourself. Good time to plant garlic. I usually like to wait till middle of the month, but you can plant them now for garlic. And remember, the cloves, you're going to get 6 to 8 cloves in a bulb. Plant them about 4 to 6 inches deep, 4 to 6 inches between each other, and make sure they're well watered. Just don't put them in a real wet spot, especially in the late fall and early spring. You have some problems. Good time, too, to freeze and can your surplus vegetables. Great. Easy to do, and it's so inexpensive. When you buy these peppers in the wintertime or the herbs, they're very expensive. So do it, if you got, especially if you have extras. Good time, too, to dig potatoes when the tops fall over. When the tops fall, same as onions. When the tops fall over, they're mature. Same as potatoes. If you want them earlier, yes, you can. But they should be starting to be all harvested right now, coming up very soon. And be on the watch for crickets. They do want to come in your house. The weather's getting colder. Stink bugs, too, want to come in. Make sure you seal up all cracks and crevices in your house. Very important. Seal up. Use all those little, caulking materials, whatever, steel wool. If you got mice coming in, works great. Good time, too, to plant or transplant evergreens, especially your pines and spruce and firs, and make sure you soak them in thoroughly. If you're still in a drought, I know a lot of parts of the country you've had some dry spells. But make sure you water them in thoroughly if you can afford it. If you're on a limited water supply, you might not want to do that this year and wait till springtime. Good time, too, to fertilize your lawn with a slow-release fertilizer. When this is the best, if you're going to fertilize your lawn once a year, this is the time, Labor Day weekend. But here again, if you're in a drought area when everything's brown, don't even think about doing it. Hold off. You're better off waiting. But ideally, once a year, putting a lawn fertilizer down is Labor Day. If you're going to do it twice a year, Memorial Day. Other things, too, spray. I keep on pushing this. I've been promoting this all summer. Keep on spraying the poison ivy. It's very easy to get rid of with Roundup or cleanup, and there's no soil residue. It works great. It's a systemic herbicide. It's absorbed into the leaves, into the stems, in the roots, and kills them dead. And there's no residue, unlike some of the other brush killers out there. And you can still do this until the leaves start turning color. Actually, poison ivy has beautiful fall color. It's spectacular, really. But you don't, most people don't want it in their yards. Good time, too, to divide daylilies after flowering. Most of the daylilies have done blooming. Every 3 to 5 years, if you do that to your daylilies, you'll keep on getting lots more. And bring in those houseplants that have been outdoors after checking for bugs, because the bugs do love to get on the plants, especially when the nights are getting colder in the low 40s and 50s. They kind of attach to the plants to keep warm. So check them out before you bring them in. And good time, too, to plant spring flowering bulbs. You can do this now through November, but make sure if you're going to order them through the catalogs, do it right now. Don't wait till last second. Good time, too, to plant fall garden mums. And if you don't want to do mums for nice colors, you can go with flowering cabbage and kale. Works great. And lastly, good time, too, you can still seed some leaf lettuces and spinach and baby bok choy and kale. And you get a nice crop usually in late October and November.
Okay, Daryl, thank you so much for your tips, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome, Mike.
With Daryl David, the Country Gardener, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.